the event was so people could get on the bikes and get active during COVID-19. So we gave them missions to do. So they had to take pictures in front of whatever Dryden landmark we told them to. It's called the Tour de Dryden Junior. I was thinking of the Tour de France, so I was thinking maybe we should have a Tour de Dryden. So originally it was going to be a race, but since not everyone houses can distance from things, that would have been hard. The people that participated, we got like about 40 people.
Everybody seemed to have fun?
Yeah.
And then you also were able to get some prizes.
Yeah, because of all the, we got the prizes from all the sponsors we got, from the 15 sponsors.
Would you think about doing something like this again?
Yeah, we're thinking about doing one next year.
Vanessa, are you there?
Yeah.
Just talk about how proud you are of your son.
Yeah, I keep telling people it's like a lemonade stand that turned into a corner store. But yeah, it was super. I'm super proud of him. He had that idea. He said he was in the car one day, or in the truck. He just said, "Oh, I think we should have a tour to drive it." And then, you know, I kind of brushed it off. And then I walked into the room where we have our computer, and he was designing a website. So I thought I better start helping him out here, because otherwise it might get a little out of control. So yeah, it's been pretty amazing seeing everybody out on their bikes around town every day.
I'd like to thank all the people that participated and all of our sponsors.
Yeah, we had so many people. Like, each day we had new sponsors. People just offering to donate prizes and give us a little money to buy prizes for the kids that participated. And it's just been really pretty amazing over the last week. So thanks again to everybody.